Hello and welcome above the plane. This is Jake Lawrence, your host. Today's episode's going to be kind of a spontaneous stream of consciousness type episode, and it really stems from this idea of being in motion and engaging actively with your life and how that begins each and every single day, the moment you step on the floor and get out of bed, okay? So there's this constancy, right? We have to start our life. Like, we have to get ourselves moving in some direction. And some days the mind is going to run the body. Other days it's going to feel like the body is running the show. It's running the mind, right? And who's in charge? I have no idea. But I know that each and every day, there has to be a beginning. There has to be an energy and an intention that goes into the things we partake in and undertake. And the things that matter the most, or that should at least stir you the most, are the things that you engage in for yourself. The things you define as important, necessary, that you prioritize, that you really make happen. Because it's easy to prioritize work. There's demand, there's expectation, there's a social and often a legal contract to do certain work to receive your pay, right? Or if you're going to school, it's the same thing. There's penalty for not being where you're supposed to be, okay? So there's a lot of this is built in through society and through the steps we take in the process of growing up. Is you become conditioned to having society place expectations, demands, and really structure on your life. So when it comes to personalizing structure for your own, you know, based on your own desires and values, it's not innate. You know, it's something that maybe we didn't learn, or we should have learned at a very young age and then practiced throughout our lives. But in that moment, when the feet hit the floor, and say we've got something we need to do, and we only have a certain amount of time to do it. And I'm going to use a workout as an example, okay? A movement session. That structure that's causing you to have to kind of speed up or maybe create more time in the morning for yourself is fixed, okay? And so the decisions that you're making for yourself are in that time preceding the fixed moment, okay? And this is a reality, and you all know this and have experienced this in your own lives. Getting out of bed and moving on with what you intended to do, what you set out, what you, the night before, the afternoon before, had told yourself was of value, is so essential. Once you place yourself in motion doing that thing, it could be a workout, it could be an early morning run or a walk, could be, you know, any of those things, a meditation, just some time by yourself to write and journal, reflect, to stretch, all those valuable things. As soon as you start doing that activity that you stirred for the day before, you're going to feel gratitude towards yourself, okay? Towards yourself for making the thing happen. Because let me tell you, as the day goes on, even if you think you have a window to do it, it's tougher to engage with that window. There's a level of fatigue from our days that sets in and builds. And you know, when you're in that state and you've been up working and you've been attentive and attuned to certain, you know, those other aspects of your life, when that window comes, you may just want to make a meal, hydrate, not force yourself to cram in a movement session between another work session, okay? There's just more transitions than maybe we need in our day. So that early morning time, that period to really set an intention and use it for yourself is so key. And as somebody who works really early in the morning most days, I find it super valuable when I can take that time for myself. It doesn't happen very often. Sometimes it's on the weekends. And sometimes on the weekends, what it manifests as is me getting up and just, you know, maybe having coffee and not having to start work right away. Maybe reading a little bit and just being kind of mellow before I ease into the physical activity for the day, okay? Or the outing or the prioritization for the weekend. But during the week, when that does arise, which I said is not as often as maybe it should be, it's really good to follow through and have that experience and just carve that time for yourself. You know, sometimes you're going to feel it. The energy you feel when you're even lying in bed is going to be to make that thing happen, to stir for it. And there might be a fight between the mind and the body, right? The mind may think you need rest. It may think you need to close your eyes longer. It may tell you that, man, there'll be time later. Let's use this time to just sleep. You know, it just talk. The mind speaks all the time to you. And the body may be itching to get up. You may be waking up even earlier than you planned because the body wants to get that thing going. So you have to listen. You have to listen to yourself, and you also have to be very tuned into the past. Tune into how you felt the day before, okay? What you wish you would have done with your day. You know, how you wish you would have used your time better. Because at the evening is a great time to reflect. It's also a great time to kind of revise. When you revise your day, when you see that point when maybe you should have pivoted, but you didn't, what would happen if you would have pivoted? You know, what would have happened if you would have created that space for yourself, if you would have ate a little bit healthier dinner, went to bed a little earlier, you know, maybe had a different nighttime routine, any factor of your day that you might want to revise it. And then the next day, remember that revision and live your day a little bit differently. This is quality repetition, okay? This is training yourself to make things happen, right? To make that lifestyle, to make yourself improve in incremental basis. That incremental basis is decision by decision, choice by choice. Because, you know, once you become an adult, your greatest burden maybe, and also your greatest responsibility is choice. People aren't making those choices for you. You know, you can quit jobs. You can be poor at any aspect of your life, and really, not be held accountable. Not have to feel the pressure to be the best version of yourself. That has to come from yourself. Okay, so we are our best teachers. We are our best role models for how we wish to be, okay? And if we're not, what we're doing is we're modeling poor behavior. We're modeling something that, you know, maybe we shouldn't be. Our habits are maybe creating this thing that's kind of ill. That's really not, you know, in the direction that we want to be going, okay? So there's a lot being said here, and there's a lot to think about. But the main thing is remember, if you've got to write it down, if you've got to put it on an audio or something that plays, you know, when you wake up each day, or maybe you play a certain audio that you record the day before, right? Maybe you record that revision. You record those things that you want to do with your life, okay? You record the steps that you want to take to make yourself capable of something physical, right? Maybe you make yourself accountable to that thing which you desire, okay, or which you do genuinely stir for, get excited for. Remind yourself, right? Just say it, record it, write it, read it, okay, write it again. Get it into your subconscious so it's just part of who you are. And when you do miss it, you kind of feel crappy, right? Because that thing didn't happen. You lost moments to do that thing. And then you just got to look at, okay, where was that? What happened during that period where I missed that window? What did I give my time away to? Sometimes it's valid. Sometimes you have commitments arise, and those are what I'd call aberrations. But more often than not, it's habits that have developed and really become a burden on your life and lifestyle. So set intentions, follow through on those intentions, utilize the early morning hours for yourself. You know, it can be mental, physical, can be performance-based, right? It could even be just getting yourself started with a little movement and then a really good quality nutrition and making sure you're on top of your supplementation if that's something that is important to you as well. So all those things start from us, proper self-care, and that's our personal responsibility, okay? Get after it. Think on these things and make those decisions that you're going to be proud of.